us right now at joycemeyer.org.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying every day.
When you're injured in an auto accident, you need an attorney who can help. Hi, I'm auto accident attorney David Walker here in Stewart. I've been practicing auto accident law on the Treasure Coast for more than 35 years, and I've raised my family here. I've supported our schools, and I've been active in our Treasure Coast community. I'm located on the corner of Tanner Highway and Southeast Central Parkway here in Stewart in the four-story United Way building. I'm attorney David Walker, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, and I'm available at 772-286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
We put our focus on Him corporately. You know, like I know, chains break. Because He comes close to us, and it's a matter of focus. You can be at home and start focusing or meditating. You'd be in your car meditating. And all of a sudden, people say the presence of the Lord came in and He was there already. But your focus caused a manifestation of it. Truth always brings brightness, light, and splendor. Now go with me to Romans chapter 5 and verse number 2. Romans 5 and 2. Now why would you get this? Because this is a little bit beneath the surface. Now, we've been studying this subject for a little while, but it's important that we get a grasp on this and an understanding on this. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. And that last part says, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We have access by faith into grace. We've talked about that. We have access to the grace by faith wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Now, the phrase there, glory of God, here takes on somewhat of a different meaning. The phrase here, the glory of God, is not just the light, brightness, and splendor. Again, that's a byproduct. But the phrase here, glory of God, it means the opinion, the judgment, or the view that is God's, which is reality. It means the opinion. When we talk about the glory of God, we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. There, it means God's opinion. It means God's judgment. It's God's view, which is reality. Okay? It's an amazing principle because God's view, whatever it is, in any situation, no matter how bad the situation is, how adverse it may be, God's view is always the reality. That's really how it is. Now, our response ability is to access the grace. When we don't have enough, there's a word for your situation. God says, my God shall supply you every need. Come on, simple but true. It's truth. It's light. It's splendor. It's glory. My God shall supply your every need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now, we have a choice to make. Do we focus on what our perception of reality is? Or do we focus on God's viewpoint? When we focus on God's viewpoint of our situation and we lock in on it and we behold it and we hold on to it, it's through faith we begin to access the grace. What is grace? God's ability. That's why there's a war that goes on. That's why thoughts of doubt or fear, all these things bombard the mind to shut down the grace. Because again, God has already blessed us with everything we need. Look at somebody, tell them, I'm already blessed with everything I need. Tell somebody else, God didn't start till He finished. So it's here. And we are to fight that good fight of faith. He didn't say fight the devil. You know, the devil, what'd you fight the devil for? Jesus fought him and beat him already. Jesus shut the mouth of that lion, took the keys of death from him. See, this is what we have to get into our mind. This is where we have to start. We have to get rid of some of that religious thinking and that old traditional thinking, you know, that a lot of us were brought up in to believe. And, you know, God's been merciful to us, but we got to understand something. Jesus defeated him. He has no access to the third heaven. He can't go before God and accuse you anymore. Hello? As a matter of fact, he cannot even sojourn where you sojourn in the spirit realm. Jesus cleared all that out. And now we are seated with Jesus in the heavenly realm. Far above, is that right? Better put out of the reach. Out of reach of the enemy. All right. So, truth always produces light, and glory here, the glory of God, has to do with God's opinion, his judgment, his view, which is reality. Now, let me kind of try to put this together a little bit so it makes a little bit more sense. So, the glory of God, which produces light, splendor, and brightness, is the view of God, which is reality. The glory of God, which produces, now the light, the splendor, and the brightness is a byproduct. The glory of God that produces that is God's view. So see, whenever you adopt God's view in a situation, you see, it's about choice. Amen. It's about choice. In our natural thinking, if we wanted to blow up a mountain, we'd stockpile dynamite. You know, we get more explosives in the natural. But man has found out that dealing with things on the quantum level is where the power is. The greatest explosion was when the atom was split. Hear me? The greatest explosion, the greatest power is when they split an atom, not when they stockpile dynamite. So here's what we have to understand. Your greatest victories are not going to come through how loud you get or how great your faith is. Jesus said, if you have faith as a mustard seed. Amen. You see, at the time, mustard seed was just as little as you could get. Today, atom is small as you can get. Quarks, strings, those are just as small as you can get. But that's where the power is. So there's power. Now listen, there's power in your decision. It ain't you having to go out and do all of this. No, the moment you decide, I hope you got that. You know, a lot of times we think we got to do all this, but the moment you decide, all of heaven turns and starts working in your behalf in that, whatever that situation is. The moment you decide, Job 22:28, thou shalt also decree. I think that means to decide. You see, faith is not released until we decide. Amen. God can't even really go to work for you until you decide. It may indeed look impossible, seem impossible, but the moment you decide, see, that's on the quantum level. That's not you getting everything together in the external. That's you making a decision on the deepest level. And Jesus said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you shall say, and it shall happen. All right? So the glory that produces the light, the glory of God that produces the light, the splendor and the brightness, is God's view, which is reality, all right? I want to ask you a question today. Think about it deeply. What or who has defined your reality? Right now, this stuff that's trying to invade my body is trying to define something. But I'm not going to give it the time of day. I'm going to wrestle with it. I'm going to wrestle with it till it has to leave my body, amen? And because we are here, there are times we are exposed. You know, we go through a wilderness and there are fiery serpents. There are scorpions. In other words, stuff happens. But we go through it. All right, now Paul, now we've been talking, well, I'll get to Paul, but we've been talking about a righteous heart. That's not a heart of somebody that does everything right. We've been hammering that around, because you don't always do everything right anyway. There ain't been but one person did everything right. And it wasn't religious. It was from a heart that was totally submitted to his Father. And so a righteous heart is not the one that doesn't make mistakes, because you do make mistakes. It's not the one that performs well all the time, because you don't perform well all the time. The righteous heart, well, let me back up a minute. Remember, your spirit is already righteous. We're dividing the spirit from the heart. When we were saved, our spirits became righteous. All right? A righteousness nobody can add to and nobody can take away from. You are righteous because of Christ. Okay, we have to settle that. You know, that you cannot touch. That the devil cannot touch. No one can touch. You are the righteousness of Christ through God. Okay, you are his righteousness because you are saved. And it's not because of what you did. It's because of what Jesus did. Okay, we have to get that ingrained so that we're not dependent upon our performance. Of course, we want to perform well. We want to do things right. That's our heart. But at the end of the day, when you miss the mark, you don't get condemned. You understand what I mean? Your Heavenly Father is just that. He's a Heavenly Father. And his correction is always for the future, not the past. Okay, a righteous heart believes God's view. Remember, the glory is God's view of reality. Now, a righteous heart. Now, our spirit is already saved. But your heart, everything in your spirit has to pass through your heart. Okay? Remember that? Everything that's in your spirit that God gave you, the whole package, when you were born again, but in order for it to manifest in your life, it has to pass through your heart, not your head. Too much passes through our head and we think it's all God. It's just information. God passes or speaks through our heart. And as I said last time, when he speaks to your heart, he's not speaking little stuff. He's speaking stuff that'll scare you. Hello? He doesn't speak just little old piddly stuff. You know, he'll comfort you and all that. But when God speaks, he's going to challenge you. He's going to challenge you to live by faith. He's going to challenge you to stretch out in a way that you never stretched out before. It's going to challenge you to come out of your comfort zone. Yes, it will. When God speaks to you. So see, a lot of stuff that we've been listening to, thinking was God, it was just in our head. You know, we just, you know, playing games, standing in a little set of values and identity that's not going to challenge us. But when God speaks, I said, when God speaks, it's through our heart. Because, see, he's not even looking at the outward appearance. He's not thinking about the outward appearance. He looks at the heart. And whatever's in our spirit, whatever's coming from the kingdom, whatever's coming from heaven in that God has deposited in us has to come through our heart.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 19 of Mega Grace, God's View of Reality. Whether you realize it or not, there is a warrior inside you who won't give up. Keep your focus on the opportunities. Though the vision may tarry, wait for it. Speak boldly about what God has said. Salvation, deliverance, healing, soundness, and preservation comes when you confess the truth with your mouth. Anything of lasting value is wrought by faith. Look up. Access grace through faith. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.